Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I love my dogs. They're real sweet. I walk in the door and they pee everywhere because they're so excited to see me, so happy. None of my friends ever pee when they see me. Bunch of fake mother.
9. I'm that dude you can talk to about that horror movie you don't think anybody else ever saw.
Paige. I am very competitive, but sometimes it's just easier to let people win.
Fat Boy. Look, if you think I eat bad, you should see what my toilet eats.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
In 2004 at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Holy moly. I feel like some kind of soothsayer. Some kind of...
Maybe you are.
I always thought a soothsayer was, like a woman.
Yeah, I think somebody tells you what you want to hear, right?
Yeah! Look at that. That was triple entendre right there.
It was.
No. We were talking about trying to have a little fun with all the great despair that was going on in the world a week or two ago. And we did what we were calling the pandemonium pool, where we're going to say, this is going to be, we each did five draft picks of what we thought was going to be the next pandemonium, you know, this coming off of all these various awful weather situations, awful women's rights, awful rape allegations, sexual harassment, Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, COVID, one after another. So just trying to have a little bit of fun with it. And my number one draft pick was an alien invasion. And then this hits national freaking news. This is on all the websites, no matter if you like Fox or NBC or CNBC or PMSCBC.
Yeah, this is.
Or in Fat Boy's case, BBC's.
All over the world. This is worldwide news.
Worldwide news.
This is galaxy-wide news.
Ooh, there you go. There are at least 36 civilizations with high technology in our galaxy alone. In fact, 36 is the lower limit. That's an estimate based on the assumption that intelligent civilizations only survive long enough to actually broadcast through space for about 10 decades or 100 years. That's how long that we as humans have had radio technology, like satellites and TVs and all that stuff added together.
Mm-hmm.
So if communicating civilizations can survive longer than that, then they say that throughout the Milky Way, there could be up to hundreds of different intelligent life, what we'll call races.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if that's the right word to use. I mean, well, yeah, I guess it is, because we're the human race. Yeah. So they are the alien race.
Yeah, it could be like a lichen race or anything, really. Right?
But just alien to us. The more you read about this stuff, man, it's got to do with radio signals. And Jimmy, you actually
There's always radio signals coming from deep space.
You brought this to my attention, actually. There was a radio signal out in Utah years ago, and I can't remember the call letters for it, but it was this old FM station that somebody still had the license to it, and it only had like 2,000 watts, very small.
Yeah.
Very, very small.
Yeah, yeah.
We have 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Very big, tippy top.
Really big.
Big stick.
Somebody really owned big. It, but they didn't use it, and people would say that they would go near that area and tune in and just hear the wildest things. And you go on YouTube, and this guy ran tape on it for 12 hours, and then again, you don't know what's real and what's not. But when you have all the major scientists, even the grassy Tyson, is saying, yep, there's your proof right there. At least on the small side, 36 alien races with high technology that can communicate with us. Furthermore, you talk about the various...
Odds are, yeah, there would be.
Well, of course. But as far as different rotations of the galaxy go, and how, you know, Paige mentioned Nibiru the other day, Planet X, how, you know, allegedly so many thousands of years or ever how long it is, hundreds of years, that they will come into our solar system. But what if all along, because we were talking about we love 90s doomsday movies, because you know, nine times out of ten, you know, the human race either agrees that we'll work together with the aliens, or we end up driving our F-16s or whatever it was.
Yeah, they're good alien movies in the 90s too, like Independence Day, Mars Attacks.
But that's doomsday.
Doomsday, I mean, alien movies. Yeah.
Oh yeah, an actual doomsday.
Killing everything, putting our heads on dogs, putting dog heads on human bodies.
What? Yeah.
The Mars Attacks.
Right.
Scary.
But, you know, for years, that's all, you know, always been jokes, but...
Seducing Martin Short?
Can't we all agree that there was something, I don't know how many years ago, but there was some kind of major catastrophe that hit this Earth?
Well, yeah. There's evidence of it, evidence of that...
In our own
happening
country.
Multiple times throughout history, all over the world.
Yeah. And you can even see it in the landscape. You can see it in the architecture. I mean, you tell me how over in, if it was Ukraine in the 90s, is it Russia now?
No, some of it's still Ukraine.
Okay. So Ukraine, Russia area. They had this, near this building, someone had bought this building that was probably, I don't know, 6-7 stories tall. They had a... a water sinkhole. The ground underneath just fell away into the river. They find out it went down into the ground 8 stories,
mm-hmm.
agreeing that there was some kind of major flood. And I'm not saying it was Noah's Ark flood, but some kind of major catastrophe. The owner of the building allegedly did not even know that it went that far down in the ground. And they show this picture, and it's like, wow, man. Some, like, this was all underwater, and no one knows this. No one knows this. All these things have to do with a 200-year cycle.
Yeah.
I'm not doing, like, a Mayans calendar or anything like that, but you got to think about how years and years and years ago, when people would say that something as simple as an angel came down and said to them this, or... you know, it was someone who looks maybe like, you know, an elephant. A bunch of arms told him, do this, do that, or do that. What if it is on a cycle, and maybe we're at that cycle where everybody comes back?
What do you mean, like some Buddhist type stuff?
Well, I just know that in Asian history, there were two different... This is based off of artwork and, you know... very loosely translated Chinese proverbs, let's say. But they said that there were two people in the sky, two different sky people fighting above their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one won, and they sent the other ones packing. But if you look at that timeline, and their history books are way deeper than ours, obviously, but you look at all these different things, 200 years, 200 years, 200 years, 200 years. Remember our talk about 1812?
Oh, yeah.
Can't find much. You know, I know you started watching the documentary yesterday.
It's a good documentary. It's just kind of the forgotten war.
There was a lot of change to this earth, and that was 1812.
Very embarrassing for Americans.
Follow the 200-year cycle. That would have meant 2012, when everybody just thought, for some reason, that we were going to have something. So what I'm saying is, I think we right now are on the cusp of, for real, maybe that's what it will take.
What?
A galaxy-wide 9/11. Because that's what it took in America to bring everybody together at one time, where it's like, we got to like be honest with ourselves. This is not just about where you're from and who you believe in. This is like, this lost lives right here. Mm-hmm. And we as Americans, at least, I felt like we kind of joined together. Maybe that's how everybody agreed on what year it was. After the aliens came 200 years ago, they're like, listen, you better agree or we're going to come back and raise some more hell.
And reset it.
Oh, you man. Josh me or bust my balls when you say that.
But just to say that any ancient visitors have not gone extinct on their homelands, their home planets.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I'm sure that's happened.
You run out of vegetation and water, you're going
to
die.
Or you get slammed by some giant meteorite or something, you know, any number of things.
It hit their thing.
Supernovas, whatever it is.
Yeah, to think that, you know, Noah's Ark, you know, a lot of history stuff, people didn't know the words that we know now, or through translations and people, when they translated, I don't like that word, let me think of a better one and scratch that out, I don't agree with this. But there were a lot of similarities with stuff, and a lot of it kind of went along those lines. And I'm just saying that might not be the worst thing in the world. That if we all could agree on a common togetherness, the human race. Hey, we joke about it and we see the memes and we see the billboards and we see the PSA commercials of the hands of different colors joining hands. But guess what? They all had five fingers. They all had bones. They all had epidermis. Some of them had hairy knuckles, but they all were the human race. That's the race. We join hands. We get guns. We shoot up in the sky.
If anything can get here, if they can get here and we can barely leave here, we ain't got a chance in hell. It's whatever they got, not a prayer. Anybody who could anything that could get here from there has a lot better stuff than we do because we can barely leave here at all.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Did you get dressed in the dark this morning? I just have to ask because
I had the lamp on like usual.
Okay.
Same one.
I don't notice anything different, really. What happened?
I'm not being mean by saying it. You made mention to it earlier, Jimmy, about yesterday, I think it was, you said, I have the don't give a crap attitude about how I dress, and furthermore, I will never dress formally again.
Yeah, I don't plan to. I don't plan to ever dress formally.
And you never really have, except for special events and numb-nups, but...
Yeah.
Today, though, you've taken it a step further. May I, from head to toe?
Sure, if you want to.
A beautiful classic Pomell hat.
Pomell trucker cap, yes.
The Edge Rated R Superstar.
Throwback t-shirt.
Crude, lewd, and tattooed.
Not your damn role model.
That's a nice one.
Thank you.
Says it all.
We classic move on down shirt. To the, I don't know what color blue.
Roll
blue?
I think those are roll blue.
Basketball shorts.
Yeah.
We move down. Attire.
A bare knee is exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have some green socks.
The green, the green compressions.
Pulled all the way up to just underneath the knee.
Uh-huh. Ooh, sexy. I like that.
Followed by what looks to be another layer of sock.
Yeah, these are my red and blue socks with French fries on them.
Topped off with a pair of Adidas high top basketball shoes.
Yeah.
You're sporty dying today.
Are you ready to hoop?
I'm ready to go to the park, man.
Oh, you ready to go back to bed?
That too.
Let's go pickup game.
I think it was in the office yesterday off the air now that I think about it, but we said something was coming up and we have to maybe dress up for something. I forget what it was. And you said, I'll be damned.
Yeah,
that's one thing that will not change about me after all this stuff's over.
I don't want to dress up.
Man.
By that, what do you mean? Like, you will never wear what some would call slacks. I call them dress pants.
See, I don't mind wearing pants. You know, I wear my black blue jeans or whatever kind of pants. I have some slacks I'll wear.
Yeah.
Or at least khakis and stuff.
Okay.
But where would you wear them?
I don't know.
Numb-nups.
I'll wear them if my legs are cold.
Like, I don't foresee me wearing pants.
Ever?
Yeah. Pants?
Yeah. See, this is where me and Fatboy are kind of melding on this one. Like, we kind of, we have some common ground here on this particular issue.
What? You, Fatboy, you say you won't wear pants again, so you'll wear shorts only.
I got to get new shorts. So I can have more of a collection. I got a couple places to go today, but I'll be out of the car and in those buildings. Like, real quick, and then back to the car.
It's going
to
be, it's not going to be.
It's going to be hot. Wear shorts.
But, like, even if it were, like, cold, I'm not exposed to the elements longer than maybe a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll never wear pants again.
They're not comfortable. Blue jeans.
What is the, I wear shorts and stuff. But, like, you just feel freer? Like, your legs are exposed and you feel.
It feels better around the waist because I got more flexibility. Yeah. You know, I have a big.
Have you thought about basketball pants? Even the ones you can zip up the side if you want a more loose fit at the bottom.
Yeah, but the nice ones are like $50.
They are expensive, man.
They high. These shorts, $10.
Oh, okay.
So I got a bunch.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
I mean, why not go in the wintertime, go for sweatpants if you want comfort?
But what is the, like, Fatboy, you've always done that. You've always dressed for comfort. You always wear.
Yeah, I try to.
You have, I think, 3 shirts that have any kind of branding on them. They're usually plain tees.
One of them's Fireball.
One of them's Fireball.
I got a couple other shirts that are nice. You know, like, I got a PlayStation shirt. I can't wear them yet.
Yet.
Because they cling. They, they're one of those soft shirts that cling to all
Just hug everything.
But you said yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Maybe I get to wear them. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of shirts I can't wear yet.
But so you've always been that way. But 9, you're like... I think you said, and maybe I'm wrong, I think you said, because of all this, I've decided that I will not dress up ever again in my life.
I don't really see any reason to or any occasion where I have to.
I mean, it kind of looked weird in the slacks because it was like slacks and the Skechers. It just seemed like it didn't fit. Like, look-wise, it didn't fit. But he'd have, like, the same shirt he's got on, like a cool shirt, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like a graphic tee and slacks.
A cool T-shirt?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm shorts.
But what about like a funeral when we can have those again?
I don't go. I just don't go to them.
Unless it's a celebrity funeral.
You can still have them.
Regular people funerals. You will wear shorts. If you were at my funeral, I'd want you there in shorts.
We'll see. I might put on pants for that, but I'm not going to dress up.
Yeah.
No more suits.
No.
No
I'll, be, I'll show up wearing my Hulk Hogan T-shirt or Mega Powers T-shirt or something.
Didn't you go to a funeral this year?
No, last year.
Okay. Did you dress up?
I put on pants and a shirt.
Yeah.
But this is the new 9, though. So was it something about the stay-at-home stuff or when you do go places, there's not as many people there or you're not going out as socially as you were, that kind of thing?
I just realized that, like, you know,
nobody gives a damn but you.
Nobody's really paying attention. I'd be doing it for myself. If I'm just going to work and then going by the grocery store, going home, stuff I usually do on a typical day, nobody cares.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, the rest of the time, nobody really cares then either.
Well, I see your point. I mean, there's nobody here, really.
I'm just not trying to impress anyone.
I was going to say, like, if you ever tried to, if you dressed up to impress people here.
Yeah. You're right.
Like, what, you're going to dress up every day and just go to work? Like, you know, you're going to put in the effort, like, oh, man, yeah, I might meet some, like, good-looking women I want to impress. But then you're not going to, so just go ahead and be comfortable.
Right.
Don't plan for stuff that you know ain't going to happen.
Like, how does it look on the outside looking in? Because, Matt, you were, you know.
Be real dark looking.
You wear a lot of pants. And
like, you somewhat dress up. One pair on right now.
lots of pants at the same time.
Layers. You know, I feel like you make the effort to kind of look through stuff and, like, decide what you want to wear. Like me, I just grab and go.
The only thing separating me and Matt right now really is if I had on blue jeans instead of shorts.
We're both wearing wrestling T-shirts.
And trucker hats.
And trucker hats.
Yeah,
and,
you got on your Nikes and I got on my Adidas.
Yeah.
And you got on some fancy socks. Can't tell what's on them.
Not much snakeskin.
Like you wore shorts for a couple days, but I kind of felt like you maybe felt uncomfortable.
I do feel it is that old tradition, and maybe this is now the while that you dress for the job you want.
Yeah,
plus, kind of get instilled into that thing. And plus, like, I know our job. This is a job I want. I'm happy, but at the same time, though, I feel like if I get too lax, just me speaking, if mm-hmm. I get too lax, then other things will lack, and I want to. But I'm not dressed up, dude. Paige, look away.
Oh, yeah, he's got the crotch blowed out of his blue jeans.
I've got the crotch blowed out of these
Owen Hart
jeans.
T-shirt
but
on.
But guess what, though? These are the most comfortable broken jeans, and guess what?
It's the broken
if
they wore
notice
out.
Notice it, my eyes are up here.
They've got problems.
If women can use that, right, Paige? I can use that now.
Yeah.
My eyes are up here. Quit staring at my blowed out crotch.
But you still enjoy dressing up in some nice clothes to go out and do things. No, you don't?
I mean, I don't... No, I never really was a dresser upper.
But you, like, if you got in, like if you go into a wedding or something, which I just probably would not attend
at all because I like them.
You know, okay. I wouldn't mind that. You know,
am I the only one who prefers funerals to weddings? The only one.
Ooh, try to skip them both.
You can't drink at funerals.
Shoot.
Well,
nobody
depends
wants
on who
to
died.
Go to those.
But
need more Irish friends or more Northern friends.
Yeah, it's not any. I'm not dressed. In fact, I dress the same way as I did when I delivered pornography magazines to gas stations. Same outfit.
Yeah.
Then it was probably a Razor Ramon shirt and blue jeans. Might be same blue jeans.
Don't you feel good when you have like a cute outfit on and you get to show each other?
This is why I'm glad I'm not a woman.
Tell me this. If you. Tell us, you've known us for 20 damn years. Which of us own a cute outfit?
Well, I mean, you got to come in. You got to see my outfit. I mean, when you put together the right shorts
Nine
and shirt and hat.
Looks like
come
some
on.
Kind of international flag I can't recognize right now.
It is.
Royal blue, green, red, and black.
And I'm impressed that you're so bold to go out without a spray tan or anything on your legs. That's so not Greenville.
Y'all like showing off your legs.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, Nine, when you had your cat scratch leg and everything, you still were like, I'm not going to wear pants. I'm going to wear shorts. And
I could wear pants. It was swollen all the hell.
Well, you get the basketball pants where you dream team wore them. You zip up the sides of them.
We were dream team bitches.
I'm glad I'm not a woman.
Dream team pants.
Why?
Because there's an expectation for women that, you know, look decent at all times. Like, if you saw a woman dressed like me, mm-hmm. you know, it'd be hard to look at her.
Yeah.
Especially if she's not wearing makeup. But me, you know, dressing like, you know, a half-ass slob, it's expected.
No, it's not expected.
Gray hair everywhere.
But at least Nine, like, you put some thought into that outfit.
I was just like, I'll wear the blue shorts today when I was looking through the dryer for which pair I wanted.
But certain shirts.
See them folding?
No. Basketball shorts you fold?
Well, you fold his laundry.
You fold your underwear?
I don't have a wife.
Oh, gosh.
I don't mess with the laundry.
I was married. I used to fold my own.
I open the drawer and like throw them in parachute. There. Well, I fold them up.
So there's no such thing as dress for success anymore unless you're live on some kind of video chat.
I mean, like,
even then,
office people generally are working from home, so that's
gone.
Yeah,
I mean, it's gone.
Hardworking men are out there, and women are out there, you know, wearing wrestling shirts and blowed out blue jeans.
All the office people right now are either hungover or not awake yet.
Yeah.
You know where this is going?
What?
We're going to be brave enough one day to start wearing the wife beaters. Nothing else.
Just nothing.
Wife tank tops and shorts.
Yeah. Well, me and Fatboy will be in here in 10 years from now. We'll be wearing wife beaters and tidy whities with stains on them.
I don't want that. No, oh, no.
There's Matt's wife beater.
It's got to feel weird. Like, I couldn't imagine.
At least you got the body for
Look,
it.
We need to get past all that, first of all. Yeah. This is a partner beater.
White tank top.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much.
You're going to be cold.
It's the Kid Rock uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this does feel good.
I want to do it now.
You're not chilly, though? I mean, that would be a deal breaker for me.
I can cut diamonds with these nipples right now, but other than that, I'm fine. Showing off my arm meat.
It happens.
That's what it is. That's totally why I don't feel comfortable. I have a great Macho Man Randy Savage tank top.
Yeah.
But I don't wear it.
Can't do it.
No, because of this.
Bat wings.
Yeah. No. I feel like I could jump out of an airplane without a parachute and just glide to the Piedmont.
Yeah, planks to help.
Don't wear my tank top with arms like this.
All right. Yeah, can't do it.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Where to start? Fat Boy, I'll take your advice on this.
Do you want to go to Barry?
We'll go to Barry on line 4. Hey, Barry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good.
Good. You need some advice today?
Yeah, I need a little advice.
All right, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. My wife and I are in our early 30s. We don't have any kids or anything. We've been married about 7 years. We live in a great neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We're friends with people. She's a little more friendly than I am, you know. But
The women usually are, and that's probably what that's why men seek them out. It helps to soften our hardness.
Yeah.
Well, you know, not like that. You know, our exterior. Don't you laugh now, Barry.
What?
I was being serious. All right, so you've been married. I'm taking notes. You've been married for 7 years, no kids, early 30s, and you live in a great neighborhood. And she's way friendlier than you are.
Yes.
Okay.
And the neighbors on both sides of us are great people. We've known them for years. It took us a while to warm up to them, you know. Didn't know new people, a little gift basket here and there. Mm-hmm. But we got some new neighbors that are across the street, and they're just too much. You know, they're a little overzealous.
What do you mean by that?
You know, when you meet somebody new, they're constantly there, and they're always trying to talk to us and spend time with us, and you got to warm into it. You know, it's like dipping your toe in the pool, and they just push you right in.
Yeah. Okay.
So, they just come on too strong, and my wife, she's a little too nice, so we're hanging out all the time. She gets real chatty with him across the street, and
you don't like the dude, is what this is, right?
You got it.
Okay, because that makes sense. I mean, like, in real life, wouldn't you want your close friends to live on the same street?
No.
Therefore, because they can go to their house and drink, and then come to your house and drink, and you don't have to drink and drive. You can use a golf cart.
Or I can eat their food.
Sometimes you walk if you live real close.
If you live close enough, yeah. Okay, so what is it about him you don't like?
There's just nothing in common. We're complete opposites, man. I mean, our wives get along, but they have a little more in common. But this guy and I, just not much.
So are they, making food and sharing it back and forth? And, like, really, they're developing a bond, and she wants that to be reciprocated on your side, and you want no part of that?
Yeah, because, we'll sit there in their yard, and they're talking and gabbing and laughing. I can hear them, and we're just sitting there silent sometimes.
Yeah.
Just like pulling teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So your question is, how do you change him to be more like you?
I wouldn't want someone to change me. I need to figure out how to.
There's got to be something that y'all are both into. Obviously, you both are into girls.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you can't. We can't be talking about girls when we're with our wives, and that's when we're hanging out with each other.
Well, that's true. That would be odd. Okay. Well, there's no sports going on. There goes that thing.
Sometimes you just don't have anything.
Might not even be into sports.
Yeah.
Well, he likes sports, but the sports that he likes is NASCAR, and I think it's stupid. I'm sorry. I don't like NASCAR. It's just
his sports is the only one
that go around circles.
Hey, I'm close friends with a guy who does that.
Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes they don't go around in circles. They go around in ovals, and they go around in tri-ovals.
And then when they win, they cut donuts.
And like twice a year, they have to make right turns?
Yeah.
A donut is just another circle.
Well, yeah, but still.
Oh, my goodness.
So what sports are you into? I mean, surely there's something.
Well, they do Indians. Well, I mean,
there's none. There's none going on. Maybe if they win a rectangle.
All right, so, what do you think about these riots? I mean, there's got to be some kind of thing. What's his sense of humor like? Like, would he listen to our show and the kind of show we do and be amused by it or think we're immature a-holes?
I think it's the latter.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because he's an older guy. He's not too much older. He's like mid-40s, but... It feels like there's a huge gap between us, and he's more of a dad joke kind of guy. He's not really funny. It's really corny jokes, and, you know, I listen to you guys. My sense of humor is a little warped, but it's there, and it's...
Wait a minute, Barry. No. Is your house blue by chance? That's me waving across the street.
Yeah.
So, EW. So I guess so. You want to know what do you say to your wife about, hey, y'all can be buddies and everything, but it's not going to be like a whole tandem tag team deal.
Yeah, like how do I let her know that I don't like the guy, but I don't want to step on her toes because I want her to still, you know, go out and enjoy her friendships, but I don't want to have to come along. I don't know.
It seems like there's a way around this, so that she can still be friends with that lady, and y'all don't all have to hang out together. Because I'm sure you do things with your buddies sometimes, and she does things with her friends sometimes, and y'all aren't always together.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It's just hard because they're neighbors. I mean,
right across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I want to be outside and I'm sitting on the porch and I just want some alone time, and they're sitting on their porch looking at me and not hanging out with them.
I had a similar situation one time where my neighbor was a little too chatty Cathy, and I would go into my car when I pull in the driveway, and if he or she were out in the yard, I'd do the old phone to my ear thing and
put my phone, and
I just wave as I'm walking into the house, or if I have to go get the mail or whatever, I'm like looking to see if he or she's out.
You had the phone upside down once.
I know. The guy called me on it too. He said, "Your phone's upside down." I was like, "Oh, son of a, I knew I couldn't hear her."
Now, what if this other guy is in the same position you're in? He don't want to hang out with you either.
That could be it. I mean, maybe I could talk to him about it. But what if he thinks we're building a genuine relationship, and then I come up to him and I'm like, "You suck. I'm sorry."
Not that you have to do that, but if you distance yourself and stop going around, I mean, yeah, you might look like a dick, but if he wants out of it too, then it's fine.
Have you thought about hiring him out of town? That's an old move that people used to do. You get in radio, what they would do is if you couldn't beat your competition, you would try to you would fill out job applications for them in bigger cities, and if they got the job, you got them the hell out of town. Maybe have them move. See if you can get his company to move them to a different... I don't know, man. I just think you tell your wife, like, "Look, I'm married to you. You want me to be honest with you? I'm telling you. I don't like this dude. You go hang out with her. Do your stuff. But as far as him, I'll wave at him. I'll be nice. I'll be courteous. I won't be a dickhead. But at the same time, I got to be honest. I don't feel it."
The only consequences I see from this are some guy you already don't like thinks you're a dick. And that's not bad. You already don't like it.
Right. I think it's...
like if his wife's got a friend that he don't like, or she he may have to throw one under the bus and say, "I don't like so-and-so."
But what is it with that whole thing of couples when it's generally the woman who brings together the couples, and the guys will sit there and it's like you're on a first date for dudes. You're like, and then afterwards, "Hey, did you enjoy hanging out with Jason?" It's like, "I don't know, man."
Nope.
And he's like, "You don't have much to talk about." He's blah, blah, blah. "Oh, cool. Well, we're going to blah, blah with him next Saturday." And it totally impedes the whole honesty in a relationship. Dude, you're dead on with that.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to tell her. Say, "Look,
it's not that bad.
You can be friends, but we can't be friends."
Yeah, just limit the couple's activity.
That's it.
That's all you got to do.
Or just, you know, tell them I don't know. I think you're not scared of your wife. You're just you're saying something that's just kind of going on, and you want to pick your words.
It's also, you know, I don't want her to, if she's really building a genuine relationship, she may take how I feel into account and then maybe mess up something that could be really good or nice for her. And then, you know, and that's her looking out for me. And then I feel bad because, you know, she's not going to tell me that. She's just going to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a certain word that women don't like. So you tell your wife that's all that guy says is that one word, and then she'll hate him, and you'll never have to see him again.
Fat boy, you know better than that.
This is all he says.
Can't say that word on the radio.
No, we can't either.
Lying is never the right way.
No, it's not. It's not the right way. I would just talk to your wife and just tell her. I mean, she's probably going to sit there and say, "Oh, I don't give a crap. I'm still going to hang out with her." You know, and let her feel victorious with that.
Yeah.
Let her feel victorious, and then everybody will be happy.
Yeah, but saying you don't like the guy doesn't mean you're telling her that she can't hang out with the lady. If she takes it that way, you know, y'all all need to do some stuff.
Are they in the face mask? Or are they still wearing the face mask? Because you could go without one, yep, and they won't have you ever.
Right, that's
true. Oh, there you go.
That's a move to pull.
Be disgusting.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, thank you for listening to the show. And if some folks call in with some advice other than what we've said, we'll pop them on, okay?
Great.
All right. Thanks, Barry. Have a good one, brother.
I've been listening. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. I wonder if that's P1 Blueberry that always emails in, because that's the same way he spells his berry.
Oh, maybe so.
You know what Nime would have done? He would have made sure we didn't like the guy, and then we had him over all the time.
Is that the secret?
See, like, y'all got huge egos to think I hang out with people just because y'all don't like them. Y'all out of control egoness.
That's kind of smart if you want to keep them away, though.
That's how he gets his fun.
It was like dinner for schmucks for Jimmy back then.
I happen to enjoy the fact, but it's on top of the fact that I already like the dude.
I go over to see the one guy, like, God, why am I even here? I'm going home.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.